You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following message was presented by Dr. Dale Meyer on the Lutheran Hour. Its title, God's Day Off. Now here is Dr. Meyer.
I'm late, for a very important date. No time to say hello, goodbye, I'm late. The White Rabbit was a rushaholic, just like many of us in the 1990s. We are always rushing here, rushing there. We are often frantic, out of breath, tense. God must have had us rushaholics in mind when he inspired the prophet Isaiah to write these words, Isaiah 30:15, "You can be saved by returning to me. You can have rest. You can be strong by being quiet and by trusting me." But you don't want that. You can have rest and strength and salvation, God said, but ancient Israel didn't want that. Do you? You can have it if, and this is a big if, it's an if that is up to you. If you strive to take a day off each week and time off each day and do it for the Lord. I don't mean days off when you are frantically doing chores around the house or pumping adrenaline doing sports. Those things are fine. But today I'm talking about the times off that we sometimes call downtime or quiet time. I'm talking about hours and even a day of inactivity. I'm talking about the times of Psalm 46, verse 10, where God says, "Be still and know that I am God." Are you willing to do that? Let's start at the beginning, Genesis chapter 1. God saw everything that he had made, and that it was very good. There was evening, then morning, the sixth day. Heaven and earth and everything in them were finished. By the seventh day, God had finished the work he had been doing. On the seventh day, he stopped the work he had been doing. Then God blessed the seventh day and set it apart as holy, because on that day he stopped all his work of creation. Why did God take a day off? You say because the work was done, and when your work is done, you'll rest too? But the Bible doesn't say that the work was done, but rather God stopped the work he had been doing. God probably could have created a few more things, but he stopped. He rested from his work. Why did God take a day off? Was he tired? Obviously not. Isaiah 40, verse 28, "Don't you know? Haven't you heard? The eternal God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, doesn't grow tired or become weary." No, God did not rest because he was tired. God rested because he is Emmanuel, God with us. We normally associate the word Emmanuel with God's Son, Jesus Christ. Matthew 1, verse 23, "The virgin will become pregnant and give birth to a son, and they will name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. The birth of Christ, however, is not the first time God was with his people. Already in that first week of the world, God showed that he is with us, his creatures. He himself participated in our human pattern of work and rest. In the first pages of his book which shows us salvation through faith in Christ, and also shows us how to live in this world, God shows his blessing upon the pattern of work and rest. The next question is, what did God do on his day off? The context in Genesis suggests the answer. God admired his creation and saw that it was all very good. Diane knows that it takes me a long time to get projects done around the house. One reason is because I like to stop and enjoy whatever part of the project I have completed. I'll even call Diane and say, "Come here and take a look at this." That's what God did. He admired his work of creation, and that's what God does today. He says, "Come and take a look at what I have done." We need to take time off. Not only to rest our bodies and to escape the stress of work, we especially need time off from jobs outside the home, and yes, even from projects inside the home, in order to follow God's example and find our delight in His work. Days off should be God-centered and not self-centered. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. When you take a day or more off each week, and time off each day, there are two thoughts to guide your meditation. The first is that God is Creator. There are two versions of the Ten Commandments in the Bible. The first version is given in Exodus chapter 20. It says, "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God." Then the following is given as the basis for the Sabbath commandment, "For in 6 days the Lord made the heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it." Exodus 20 suggests that our God-centered thoughts on days off should focus on the creation. Indeed, Psalm 19 verse 1 says, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky displays what His hands have made." Downtime, quiet time, is time to marvel at the splendors of God's creation. You can do that by relaxing in your yard. You can do that by a leisurely walk. You can do it in many ways. Some ways will be strenuous, but there should be non-strenuous meditational times. Those non-strenuous times will include Bible reading. When you use time off to read the Bible, you will learn again that the Creator is also your provider. Are you like I am? We get time off and find ourselves worrying about health or taxes or whatever. Bible reading on our days off each week and our times off each day reminds us that the Creator will give us what is necessary for the support of our physical life. Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, and yet I say to you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. If then God so clothes the grass, which today is in the field and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will He clothe you, O you of little faith? It's important that on your days off you give your prime thoughts to the Creator of all things and the sustainer of your physical life. Yes, even on days off, we seek Him first. The second version of the Ten Commandments is given in Deuteronomy chapter 5. There, the Sabbath command reads like Exodus 20 until we come to the basis of the commandment. In Exodus 20, the basis was creation. In Deuteronomy 5, the basis is redemption. It says, "Remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and that the Lord your God brought you out from there by an outstretched arm. Therefore, the Lord your God commanded you to keep the Sabbath day." That suggests that on your days off, you not only think about your Creator and Sustainer, but also about your Redeemer. Just as Moses led Israel in their redemption from slavery in Egypt, so the New Testament tells of our redemption from sin by the coming of God's Son, Jesus Christ. You'll hear about that on Sundays in church. At least, I hope you are able to go to a church where they still talk about Christ as the only Savior of sinners. But remember, I'm talking now about days off each week and times off each day. I am not talking about church on Sundays. Just as you delight in God's creation on your days off, so you'll also want to spend time in the story of your redemption by Christ. In those quiet times of reflection and Bible reading, you'll deal with your personal and sometimes powerful feelings. For example, "God, I know I'm forgiven because of Jesus' death and resurrection, but I still feel so guilty." Quiet Bible reading will lead you to the answer. Again, "God, how can I love this person who is so unlovable?" Quiet Bible reading will give you the strength to love. Again, "God, why is it that Christians are so difficult? They're the ones who should know better." quiet Bible reading sheds light on that common problem. Psalm 94, verse 19 says, "When I worried about many things, your assuring words soothed my soul." When you spend your days off working as hard at home or at play as you do on the job, you haven't gained anything. You are still addicted to your rushaholism. On days off, indeed each day, stop and give your prime energies to God, your Creator and Redeemer. No, I am not suggesting that you spend the whole time holed up with the Bible. Obviously, there are other great things to do when you have time off. However, to quote the passage again, "Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." There are great blessings for you from downtime, quiet time, stillness before God. Isaiah 40:31 says, "The strength of those who wait with hope in the Lord will be renewed. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and won't become weary. They will walk and won't grow tired." What a fantastic promise that is! Ancient Israel was blessed when it kept the Old Testament Sabbath of the Lord. Today, your times off should still be centered on God. When they are, you will be blessed. About 15 years ago, I was teaching a weekly Bible class. The members of this class were wives of seminary students, wives of future pastors. In one session, I talked about the importance of Sabbath time, not a legalistic day of rest, but regular days off and even times off each week. The next week, one class member said, "I shared with my husband what you said last week. He thought it sounded nice, but not very practical. After all, what if your work isn't all done?" Good point. And maybe you've been wondering about that yourself. There's a great spiritual benefit for you leaving some work undone and taking regular time off. When God made man and woman, He gave them dominion over the earth. Genesis 1, verse 26, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." That dominion is a stewardship over your little corner of God's world. Now, whatever your dominion over your little corner of the world happens to be, it is temporary. Sooner or later, we all will be forced to stop working. It may be when you have to retire. Certainly, you are going to have to stop your work when you die or when Jesus comes back on Judgment Day. The time is coming when you will have to surrender your dominion over your little corner of life. That will be like getting off your throne and giving the dominion back to God, who gave it to you in the first place. That's what's so preeminently practical about a day off each week and time off each day. It is a way of reminding yourself that God is King, and your work is only a temporary stewardship. Sure, there's work to be done. There always will be work to be done, even when you die. Have the courage to leave some things undone and take some time each day and each week to be alone with God. Remember, be still and know that I am God. When you do, you will be given a much more balanced outlook on life. Instead of feeling compelled to fill all your time with activity, you will be conquering your rushaholism. And you will be doing something more. By devoting significant time off to meditating upon your Creator and Redeemer, you will be preparing yourself for that time when God calls you to surrender the stewardship of your earthly life and to enter eternity. Hebrews chapter 4, verses 9 through 11 say, "There remains therefore a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For he who has entered his rest has also ceased from his works, as God did from his. Let us therefore be diligent to enter that rest." Remember what Isaiah says, "You can be saved by returning to me." You can have rest. You can be strong by being quiet and by trusting me. until next week. If God took a day off, shouldn't you?
Thanks for listening. We pray you've been blessed by hearing this message. This has been a presentation of Lutheran Hour Ministries.